Federal officials say tens of thousands of pieces of mail may have crossed paths with the two anthrax-tainted letters that were sent to Senators Tom Daschle and Patrick Leahy. All the potentially contaminated letters were probably delivered last month, but officials are now struggling with what to tell people who may have received them. Some public health experts say any information should be made public, even though it's unlikely the letters still pose a danger. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
There is still no solid proof that cross-contaminated mail has killed anyone, but there are hints. A single spore, for instance, turned up on an envelope in Connecticut, an envelope sent to an address near Audley Lundgren's house. Lundgren mysteriously died of anthrax just before Thanksgiving. That may seem like proof enough, but D.A. Henderson, the government's bioterrorism chief, is not convinced yet.
Everything indicates that it is just not that easy to infect someone with spores of anthrax and cause inhalation anthrax. And the fact we've had just 20 cases in the whole of the 20th century certainly bears that out.
It does seem plausible that spores spread from letter to letter. Officials have learned a lot about the mechanics of mail distribution centers in the past weeks. Jeffrey Copeland, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says mail first gets a cancellation stamp.
And in that there is a stamping of the letter, a physical ramming of the letter by the stamping device, that in itself may cause some dispersion through the envelope in some way.
The letters then pass through a sorting machine, and periodically air hoses are used to clean the facility. In some, he says, you have a blender in there moving spores around.
There seems to be the potential for not just hundreds and not just thousands, but tens of thousands and maybe more letters to be potentially at risk for some level of cross-contamination.
There's nothing magical about the letters processed just after the Daschle and Leahy letters, he says. Nevertheless, the post office has a system for tracking mail, and as such, there is a list of letters processed at about the same time. Copeland says the danger from them is probably small.
We're now probably 8 weeks out from when these letters first passed through, and with each passing day, then the lack of further cases occurring is grounds to diminish the risk from any one of these letters. I think the risk to any one individual is very low, but there may be, in the case of individuals whose immunity is compromised, that it may pose a greater risk to them.
Christopher Smith, a New Jersey congressman, says he spoke to the FBI about the list. The letters to Daschle and Leahy passed through a mail facility in Trenton, New Jersey, and Smith is asking that at least the zip codes the letters were destined for be released, just in case a letter is still sitting around in someone's house, an invitation to a party on the fridge, for instance, or an unpaid bill on a desk. Releasing the list of people who received potentially contaminated mail could cause undue panic, but David Ozenov, chair of the Department of Environmental Health at Boston University, says people are more level-headed than that, and he recommends full disclosure.
Let me put it this way. If I'd known that mail coming to my house had passed, say, within 15 or 30 seconds through the same machine that an anthrax lace letter had passed, I think I would like to know that.
The job of a public health official is not to reassure people, he says. It's to tell them what is known and what is not known. Here, the risks of getting anthrax are small, but maybe not zero.
In any population, for almost any substance you can think of, there are always, you know, a small number of people who are made sick with relatively small amounts. We don't know whether it's 9 spores or 100 spores or 900 spores, but what is clear is that theoretically it could only be one spore. After all, we detect these spores by growing them in a petri dish in a laboratory. If they can grow in a petri dish, they can also grow in your lungs. It's true they're not likely to grow there. We have defense mechanisms and immune systems. Your lung tries to make it hard.
In October, public health officials told people not to worry about the mail, and then two postal workers died. To a large degree, the government has already squandered its most precious resource, Ozenov says, trust and credibility. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.